This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, good morning to you. Not a good weekend for the Phils. At all. But, look, great to be with you here. You know what's also great? John, this weekend, I won my fantasy basketball league and continued to work out. And the legs are feeling sore today, and that's a good sore. So I just want to congratulate the Hammer.
So hold on.
Good.
Thank you.
So when is this happening now? So can we set a date for when this showdown is happening,
too early
or do you just work out indefinitely
until
you feel it's appropriate that you're in shape?
The doctor has not given the permission note yet to Odyssey for me to be medically cleared.
So the doctor needs to.
The doctor.
Get real with this. It's no longer. It's going to happen. Right.
If I'm going to have to sign a waiver, the doctor is going to have to sign off on that. By the way, you know what the doctor is also going to have to get? The doctor is going to have to get me new glasses. Look at this. I reached into my pocket today for my glasses. For everyone watching on YouTube right
now,
my glasses just split in half today.
Well,
now the good news, these are my cheapies.
Yeah,
these are my readers, so it's not that big. You know, buy them for like $15. This isn't like my real glasses.
Do you need a pair?
Well, I'll tell you what I need. I need help.
He definitely needs a pair.
I need help reading things today. These are my readers.
Well done.
If anyone's watching this on
that
YouTube,
was really good
this
work
looks
by
about
you,
as ridiculous. Yes, how ridiculous is this? Like, this is bad.
I can loan you mine if you need them.
No, I'm good.
So you can't.
I may need them later.
Without readers? You really need them that bad?
Well, yeah. But
you're doing that?
It's not great. I tried to write a little because it happened before the show. So then when I wrote some notes down, I tried to write them a little bigger.
Do you wear contacts anymore? Did you stop wearing contacts?
Do you know what readers are?
Yeah, they're cheaters.
You wear them with the contacts.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, why do you wear glasses also?
These
you wear glasses a lot.
These are the readers.
I understand that.
Then when I wear the other ones, that's when the contacts are out. I don't understand why you are so consistently confused.
Why are your contacts out half the time?
They're not out half, but they're out every once in a while.
It's not every once in a while. It's half the time.
James, he really does struggle with this, though. He seems to struggle between the difference between readers and regular glasses.
Yeah, it's come up a few times.
Not that hard, right?
Why don't you combine the two?
I don't know if there is such a thing.
I'm wearing them.
Okay, well, I don't want them. The bad looking glasses.
Why would you not
People,
want
go
them.
To YouTube and look at his bad glasses. Look at his nonsense.
Why would you not want the glasses that you can wear and have
because
normal sight and reading sight?
Because I don't need the readers unless I'm reading. Otherwise, I'm good.
But you're looking for your glasses, and you're troubled by the fact that they're broken.
Yeah.
You need new readers. Like, if you just had the glasses that were like this, that encapsulates all of the functions that you need,
I'm too
it
vain
would be
for that.
Better.
Too vain. Let's go to phones.
Yeah.
215.
Too vain?
I want to congratulate the Hammer.
You got to step up.
I'm still trying to get over that line.
By the way, let's listen to Brandon Marsh.
Congratulations.
Obviously.
Seriously.
Well, listen, I'll field phone calls on congratulating me for my fantasy basketball win. I mean, that's a big deal. Hey, listen, I've been exceptional for years, but first win in a long time, let me tell you. All right, Brandon Marsh could use a win. He could use a freaking hit. I mean, he could use anything right now to get on base. And he talked after the game yesterday. And you can tell this is really weighing on him. This will actually make you feel more sympathetic for Marsh. And I know this is a day a lot of people are angry with him because his performance has been so lame. And obviously to an extent angry with the Phillies that we are in a position that he's a starter because he really shouldn't be. But he is going through it. Listen to what Marsh said.
It's been a rough start to the season for sure. But, you know, we just got to keep our head down and, you know, try to win as many ball games as we can. I know I'm not doing my part, which stinks the worst. You know, I just feel like I'm letting my guys down and I need to be better for them.
Yesterday, laid down the bunt, drew a walk. You kind of in the mode right now of just like trying to do whatever it takes to, you know, have like a productive at bat, a day, et cetera?
Most definitely. You know, like I said, just going through it right now. And I gotta do anything I can to help this ball club win. And right now, I'm not doing that. So I got to figure some things out.
That's Brandon Marsh yesterday. Ben, you were obviously at times a starter and at times a backup. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a stretch as a starter that was as rough as this is for him? And what's that like, if so?
No, I haven't. This is a big one. He's going through a lot right now. Yeah. And you feel for him, I mean, first and foremost, as a human being, you don't want to see people suffer like this. He's suffering.
He is suffering.
He is suffering. And I wasn't a great offensive prowess guy, but like when you struggle like that, you do feel like you're letting your teammates down. Yeah. And that's the part that sucks the most. Like you're,
and he expressed that.
Like we're going to battle every day, and you know you're carrying an axe and you're carrying a sword, and I'm not carrying the same weapons, and that's the part that's frustrating. Like you feel like you're letting your boys down.
John, as a fullback, sucks. I got a sense that you weren't ever in that spot. First off, you were good, but secondly, like it's hard to struggle at fullback. Baseball,
it's different.
Different.
I think my job was one that people didn't notice, so that was a good thing in many cases.
But at least if like a guy like Reggie White beats you, like you go to chop him and Reggie beats you, people understand, well, that's Reggie White.
Shouldn't have a full black block Reggie White.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? There's no
Some
real equivalent.
Get made for
Because a baseball player gets exposed. Mm-hmm. If he's struggling, he gets exposed. And right now, Marsh is just...
The problem is, in a locker room, in a clubhouse, your performance on the field, it absolutely affects the way everyone feels about you, the way you feel about yourself, but also the way your teammates feel. Like, whether they want to hold it against you or not, they hold it against you. You get up there, you strike out in a critical moment, you cost the team a run, they're mad at you. Like, you... There's nothing you can do except play better. You know that. That's part of the frustrating thing. Brandon Marsh knows that guys are looking at him differently. They're actually PO'd. Like, they are bothered, even though they like him. It's like, you can't... This is one part you can't fake. This is one part you actually have to produce, or else guys hold it against you.
I remember I did an event with Doc. This was Brian Dawkins, I don't know, 5 to 10 years ago. And I remember we were on stage and he was, and I don't have the exact quote, but he was basically saying that there were times with teammates, like he just knew the guy had to get off the field. Like if the guy's not good enough, like you got to get off the field. You know, and obviously it's the organization's job. It's not Brian Dawkins' job as a teammate. It's the coaching staff's job, sometimes the general manager's job, to remove someone from being on the field.
Well, I was frustrated to no end by Brandon Marsh never facing lefties. And then now I see Brandon Marsh facing lefties, and it really does make sense.
You don't want to see that.
I can't believe it's as bad as it is.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to everything from the weekend. Joe in Mayfair right now. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, morning team.
Hi,
and
Joe.
Ben, how are you guys doing? I'm doing fantastic as a Philly fan. Still trying to keep looking back on the Eagles win, but the Phillies, it's not just Marsh and Bohm. I called them twice so far this year. They look lethargic. They look too tight, businesslike. Like the weight on the world is on their shoulders, and they're not having fun. And you can say it. You can sense it when you're watching their games, even in their wins. Their pitching carry them in the wins. Not even one everyday hitter above 300, 291 Castellanos.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Tired of it being on Marsh and Bohm. The rest of the team is not doing their part. 240 Turner, 250 Harper.
Yeah.
This is not a team that looks like they are going to have fun this season. And I'm going to Topper, and Topper just looks like the same voice every day. He might be a great guy off the field, but this once in a while that manager just loses its voice and his demeanor, and we don't know what he does behind closed doors, but you can't go into the Braves and Cardinals series and lay an egg as bad as they did in six games early in April and think that everything's okay.
Well, no, you're right. Everything's not okay. You're right about that. I'll say this, Joe. We knew going in the starting pitching should be better than the hitting. And the starting pitching also has faltered at times. I mean, Nola, because the hitting to a large extent, and I'm not saying Bohm, because I think he can be better and will be better. But for the most part, I think these guys are what they are as hitters. I really believe that.
But, Joe, a 2-0 deficit seems insurmountable.
I understand.
I mean,
I know.
Here's the thing is, their strikeouts are down, their walk rate's up. You get runners in scoring position, no one's being driven home at all.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And it's reminiscent.
They're a lot better than this. I think they're playing very tight and are trying way too hard. And
I agree with that.
Again, I think that...
I 100% agree with that. That's a valid point, Joe. That's a very valid point.
I also don't understand why Cody Clemens has 3 at-bats. I know he's not going to change anything, but he would change some energy once in a while. I mean, how does a guy on the roster for a team that's struggling so bad have 3 at-bats? That's it for the season. Like, he's not even existed. And he's got some excitement to him. He's come through before. Your two best hitters on the lineup, average-wise, are Rojas and Sosa. That's just speak volumes on what this team is. And to me, they're not worth watching. They're not. The Flyers were not worth watching. The Sixers were not worth watching.
Yeah, I think that overstatement.
I think that's unfair, man.
Yeah, I think that's unfair.
They're 9-6. It's not like they've had like they're to 4-10 or 4 whatever. I mean, what are we doing?
It doesn't matter, Derek. I'm telling you from my eyes, when I watch the game, it's not like it's must-see TV. I have to watch the Phillies game tonight because of the team they are.
Yesterday was unwatchable.
That's just the problem I'm having.
It was rough.
And you did the game, Ben. You know it.
I sure did.
I mean, I think I finally quit, and it took me a while. In the eighth inning, I went, I've had enough.
It was bad.
I've had enough.
And the reason I just say that is because I know it's coming. It's the same every single day. You're going to get a pitcher that goes between 5 and 7 innings. You're going to have the bullpen come in, may not get it done, may get it done. You're going to have the hitters, their stolen bases, or create excitement with extra base hits. I think they lead the major leagues in infield base hits. They're not hitting the ball hard. They're not hitting them in the gaps. It just is the same old, and I'm just tired of watching.
Okay. Joe, give me an answer for a mismatch.
1984 presidential election, Ronald Reagan beat Mondale 49 states to 1.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a great answer.
One of two times. So name the other. It's happened twice. Give me the other president that won 49 of the 50 states. It's happened 2 times.
Recent?
Well, we've had 50 states probably for, 80 or 90 years? Because Hawaii
FDR.
At some point. It is not FDR.
Wow, that's a good guess.
It is not FDR. It was Reagan and Nixon.
Oh, wow.
That's hilarious. Nixon. Yeah.
Nixon and Richard Reagan, the two wow. Nixon 72, and then Reagan, two guys that won 49.
Walter Mondale, what state was he from?
Minnesota, I want to say. Is that right?
Mondale.
Montana?
That might be right. I think it might be Minnesota.
I thought it was Minnesota.
Is that the state that he won?
I don't know the answer to that.
I think he did win his own state. I'm not 100%, but I think so.
Yeah, it's pretty bad if you can't win your own
state. It really is. 215-592-9494. Coming up in a minute, more of what Daryl Morey said with that press conference yesterday. You hear that on Joelle and Moore coming up in 1 minute. Hey, let me tell you about PI Dental Center. With their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, of which I've been a patient at PI Dental now for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough. Both sensational with what they do. Both board certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants plays for a dramatic transformation in a mere one day. If you're struggling with your teeth, well, you don't have to. You don't have to. You can get a solution. That solution is at PI Dental Center. Get yourself there. They're located in Fort Washington. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request, and they're the best in the business, I'm telling you, to request your new patient evaluation. You know, John, I'm doing a little side-to-side action here with my legs because they are sore, and that's a good thing, right? I mean, because yesterday, over the weekend and last week, I did a lot of leg stuff with the exercising. Walking, running, treadmill, the freaking bike thing.
The freaking bike thing? What is that?
I don't know. That's one of those bikes. I don't know which type of
Where
bike
did you
is.
Do this?
A recumbent a gym bike? I'm sure you'd
lean back,
opt for the easiest
lean
version.
Back.
So is a recumbent bike that
I don't
you sit
lean
in?
Back. Lean
like
back.
You actually do get to lean back in the seat?
I don't think it's that
on
one.
On the bike?
I know the one you're talking about. No, it's not that one. That bike also.
That's like the laziest bike I've ever seen. It would be perfect for probably what you're going for.
Oh, my God.
I've
always wanted a reclining toilet. How great would that be?
Yeah,
a toilet that reclines.
I guess that would work.
Well,
I don't know, man.
Maybe it would. You get the foot thing.
That's always been a dream. Reclining toilet. You know,
I think it's workable.
Well cushioned and all the whole deal.
I don't know about
the whole deal. You know, give me a TV right in front
of
me.
The things you dream about.
Oh, I do.
You would never leave.
I do. No, I wouldn't. All right, let's listen to Daryl Morey. He apparently is not leaving because he announced yesterday that he and Nick Nurse are back. Look, we did a poll a few weeks ago.
To rebuild?
Yeah, we did a poll.
Are they going to master the rebuild for us?
I think it was about 90 or 91% wanted Morey fired. And they're standing by him. Let's listen to Daryl Morey yesterday talking about Joel's knee.
It's one where you do need to gather a lot of data and a lot of opinions and then make the right choice. And we feel good about the choice. I know Joel does about the choice of that was just made. And Dr. Glashow going in and feeling very optimistic post that, I think, is good.
You know, Embiid had the surgery a couple days ago, and that's what he's referring to when he says the choice that was just made. Also, here's more of Morey on his own culpability and roster construction.
What can I do better? And there's quite a few things there. I would say
everything.
One of those things is I was very focused on finding veteran type players who, generally perform very well in the playoffs. And I didn't put enough emphasis on the team getting through the regular season. And so next season, for sure, we will be a younger, more dynamic group.
You know what's a shame? For like 15 years, I wanted Kyle Lowry to be a Sixer.
Now you got him.
They get him, and he's like 7,000 years old.
Yep.
I mean, you know what I mean? Because I love Kyle Lowry. Mm-hmm. Not his fault. Yeah. Look, he kicked their butt in 2019 and won a title as the second or third, him or Gasol, second or third best player on that Toronto team that won the title. Like, Lowry was awesome. But, man, Morey signed so many old guys.
More than happy to take their money.
Yeah, did not work out.